I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 12th. An unidentified man was being treated for life-threatening injuries after being struck by a vehicle in Quincy early yesterday morning. Police say the man was hit on Crown Colony Drive right near the BJ's store just after 3 a.m. yesterday. The victim was found unconscious and lying on the ground and was rushed to Boston Medical Center. The driver, a 63-year-old Rhode Island woman, remained at the scene and was not hurt. The incident remains under investigation. Two bodies were found on board a missing fishing boat off of Eastham in Cape Cod Bay yesterday. The boat was last seen leaving its slip in Orleans with its captain and his girlfriend on board on Sunday. While the next of kin of both individuals were notified, it is unclear yet if the unidentified bodies are those of the boat's captain, 64-year-old Sean Arsenault, and the captain's girlfriend, 54-year-old Felicia Daly. Officials were bringing both bodies into the Sisuit Harbor in Dennis. The fishing boat, called the FV Seahorse, is a white 30-foot fishing boat with a mermaid on the bow and seahorse painted on the stern in rough lettering. On Tuesday, the Coast Guard said Arsenault and Daly were known to be fishing in the vicinity of Eastham's Target shipwreck in Cape Cod Bay, but a cell phone ping last placed the boat 2 miles offshore of Chatham. The couple left out of Rock Harbor in Orleans with plans to go clamming. Meantime, the Coast Guard is investigating reports that equipment on the boat was thrown overboard by Arsenault shortly after he left. On Sunday morning, Sam Miller found a GPS unit on a nearby beach. The name on the blue tape matched the missing boat, and her family left a note on Arsenault's pickup truck. However, when the truck had not moved the next day, they called the harbor master, who then alerted the Coast Guard. Late yesterday afternoon, the defense rested in the retrial of Karen Reed. Reed is accused of striking and killing her Boston police officer boyfriend, John O'Keefe, with her Lexus SUV and leaving him to die in a blizzard outside a Canton house party on January 29, 2022, after a night of drinking. Her lawyers allege Reed was framed and that O'Keefe was beaten inside the home, bitten by a dog, and left outside in a conspiracy orchestrated by law enforcement. Yesterday featured a tense cross-examination with Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan sparring with the defense's crash expert, Dr. Andrew Rentschler from ARCA. The prosecution alleges Reed's taillight clipped O'Keefe in the arm, throwing him backwards before his head hit the ground. Rentschler says the science doesn't support that. The jury was excused for the day, and the prosecution confirmed they will not be calling rebuttal witnesses. Closing arguments are expected to start tomorrow morning. A Brockton man pleaded guilty yesterday in federal court in Boston to charges that he bribed a road test examiner to issue driver's licenses to individuals who did not pass or in some cases even take road tests at the Registry of Motor Vehicles in Brockton. 71-year-old Carlos Cardoso pleaded guilty to fraud charges and will be sentenced to up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine in September. Cardoso, the owner of a driving school, paid cash bribes totaling more than $20,000 to a road test examiner at the Brockton RMV Service Center to misrepresent that certain driver's license applicants had passed their road test when in fact they had not. Some of the applicants didn't even show up to take the test. As a result of the fraud, the RMV mailed driver's licenses to unqualified applicants. 13 Quincy students were recently honored at a year-end celebration, marking the conclusion of their participation in this year's LEAP program, Learn, Explore, Achieve, and Plan, a Quincy College, Quincy Public Schools initiative that provides a college experience to high school students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. Each LEAP student honored at the ceremony is between 18 and 21 years old and successfully completed one or two Quincy College courses during the 2024-2025 academic year. Students also participate in career and academic counseling with the school's LEAP coordinator, along with on-campus or city internships, monthly transition topic seminars, and meetings with education coaches. The LEAP program goal is to prepare students for paid employment by promoting self-determination, self-advocacy, increased independence, and improved social skills. Quincy Community Action Programs will celebrate their 60th anniversary tonight at 5:30 at Granite Links in Quincy. Honorees will be House Speaker Ron Mariano, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Norfolk County Commissioner Chairman Joe Shea, and QCAP Board Vice President Josephine Shea. The Arc of the South Shore will hold their annual summer soiree tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at Webb State Park in North Weymouth. The fundraiser will feature a live and silent auction, raffles, live entertainment, gourmet food, and specialty cocktails. Norfolk County Recovery Fest that was planned for this Saturday at the Braintree Public Safety Complex has been postponed due to yet another dismal weekend weather forecast. The Recovery Fest, featuring local music artists, entertainers, a zip line, a competitive cornhole tournament, miniature golf, and dozens of local vendors who are actively involved in the recovery community, is presented by the Sheriff's Office in partnership with the Hope Center and the Way of Life Peer Recovery Center. The event builds off the success of the Norfolk County Sheriff's Hope Center in Braintree, which celebrated its first anniversary in April. The Hope Center is a resource for formerly incarcerated individuals and members of the public who might need assistance, such as employment or substance use support, or access to food and clothing. No new date for Recovery Fest has yet been announced. Megan Mancini has filed a complaint in the Hingham Public Schools after she says her daughter was a victim of sexual harassment. Mancini says another student created a deep fake pornographic image of her daughter using artificial intelligence. After Mancini filed a complaint about the incident in January, Hingham Schools launched an investigation. After about 4.5 months, the district sent a letter to Mancini saying that while the student's conduct was inappropriate and hurtful, there is insufficient evidence to conclude it occurred in the district schools. Mancini was disappointed to learn the student responsible for creating that nude photo of her daughter would not be disciplined at the Hingham Middle School. Legal expert Peter Elikin says families could press charges for this under the state's new revenge porn and sexting law. He says that includes deep fakes or AI-generated photos. Mancini hopes school leaders can start to take more action on these cases to prevent them from happening again, even if districts claim not to have jurisdiction. The conduct is becoming such a problem that the state has a youth diversion program to teach minors about the dangers of sharing nude photos if they're prosecuted in cases like this. A new study finds Massachusetts leads the nation with the second highest rise in alcohol-impaired fatalities. Researchers with the Nevada-based HNP Law analyzed data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Fatality Analysis Reporting System. The study analyzed the rise and fall of alcohol-impaired traffic fatalities across all 50 U.S. states using data from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's 2023 report on motor vehicle crashes. By examining the proportion of alcohol-related deaths per 100 total crash fatalities in both 2022 and 2023, the study calculated the year-over-year percentage change in the state. And Massachusetts ranks second with a more than 20% increase in alcohol-impaired fatalities. The Bay State experienced 28 fatalities per 100 total deaths in 2022. That rose to almost 34 fatalities out of 100 in 2023. Researchers say it highlights a growing problem with impaired driving deaths. A check of business news this morning, and stocks retreated. The Dow is down a point. The NASDAQ lost 99, and the S&P fell 16. World stocks mixed after Wall Street stalled, as investors appeared not to react much to the results of the latest round of China-U.S. trade talks. The dollar's down, the euro rose, oil is up to $67 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Rays 4-3. They will welcome the Yankees to Fenway tomorrow night at 7. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service: sunny and warm with a high of 86 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 65. Tomorrow, partial sun, high 78. Saturday, some morning showers, but might be able to salvage the afternoon. The high Saturday, 65. And Sunday, partly cloudy, high 64. For the boater, waves 2 feet. Winds west, 10 to 15. Gusting to 25 today and a high tide at 1:13 p.m. Sunrise, 5:06. Sets at 8:20. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, June 12th.